Washington State will soon eliminate the co-pays of more kinds of breast cancer screenings, a move a state senator predicts will save lives. Chiron News Radio's Heather Bosch joins us now live, and you spoke with her.
Yeah, Spike, co-pays have already been removed from mammogram screenings. State Senator Linda Wilson tells me that under her bill passed by the legislature this session,
women will not have to pay co-pays or any cost sharing for an MRI or an ultrasound if it's needed.
Insurance companies must cover it. Copays for an ultrasound can cost $10 to $50. For an MRI, they can range from $20 to $100.
For many women, it's just too expensive.
The Republican from Vancouver tells me it's enough to prompt some women to think twice about additional screening, something that could endanger their lives.
Because we know that early detection saves lives, and so this helps with that early detection.
Wilson speaks from experience.
4.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I did have to go further. I found the lump myself, and then I went in to get a mammogram to determine it was truly a lump and that I wasn't feeling something else. And I did have to do the MRI, and at that point I had to go in and find out what size it was, because an MRI will do that as well.
Wilson tells me she's now working on a bill that would eliminate copays for biomarker testing on tumors. That kind of testing can help doctors determine what kind of cancer you have and whether or not you'd have the same outcome with chemotherapy as you would without it. Chemo can be life-saving, but is very hard on the body. Now, according to Wilson's office, the new MRI ultrasound law takes effect July 23rd, 90 days after the end of the last legislative session.